జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసవి గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే So long ago, in one beautiful forest in the bank of Ganges, where there were so many beautiful banyan trees and mango trees laden with fruits, under one banyan tree was sitting this great rishi. His name was Gautama. And in front of him was his son, Satananda. And Satananda, he asked Gautama Rishi, who knew past, present and future. So he asked him to instruct him on the incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the age of Kali. So Gautama Rishi, he started explaining to him this Kali Yuga avatar. In that description, Gautama said, first he gave a description of the age of Kali, and then he said that when the world will be affected by this type of activities, at that time, Mother Earth, foreseeing this at the end of Dwapara, already seeing the symptoms of Kali, she takes the form of a cow and then she goes to Brahma and then she complains that the situation on the planet is becoming so worse. So who would protect me? With tears in her eyes, she was standing there in the form of a cow and she was trembling in fear because of the situation which was coming up. So Brahma, he took some of the chief of the demigods and then with mother cow, he goes to the bank of the milk ocean. Then he prays to the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Sri Hari, he gives instruction to Brahma. And he said, do not worry. I have planned a special munificent form of mine, a beautiful avatar of mine. సదేవానాహత్ తద్విష్ణుర్ గుహ్యాద్ గుహ్యతమం వచ దివిజా భువి జాయద్వం జాయద్వం భక్త రూపిణ ఐ విల్ అపియర్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీ దిస్ ఈస్ ఈవెన్ మై ప్లాన్ ఫర్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి తలౌ సంకీర్తనారంభే భవిష్యామి సచీసుత ద లార్డ్ సెడ్ ఐ విల్ అపియర్ ఐ సన్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ శచి కృతే జపైర్ మమ ప్రీతి త్రేతాయాం హోమ కర్మభి ద్వాపరే పరిచర్యాపి కలౌ సంకీర్తనైరపి హి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యుగ ధర్మ ఫర్ ఈచ్ ఏజ్ అండ్ దెన్ హి సెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి బై సంకీర్తన్ వన్ విల్ అప్రోచ్ ద సుప్రీమ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ భక్తానాం తారణం కృత్వా క్యాపితం స్వయశ క్షితౌ కలౌ నష్టదృశామాశౌ మత్ పదార్థం ఉదేశ్యతి హి సెడ్ దట్ ఫర్ డెలివరింగ్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ పయస్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కలి టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ ది సిన్ఫుల్ సెంటిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ సిన్ఫుల్ డిజైర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఎ సన్ విల్ రైజ్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సన్ రైజ్ Mad Pada, my lotus feet. I will give them my lotus feet. This will be rising like sun. And then he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Swarnadi Tira Mastaya, Navadvipe, Janashraye, Tatra Dvijakulam Prapto. I will accept a Brahmin family. I will accept that family for my appearance. Bhavishyami Janalaye, Bhakti Yoga Pradhanaya, Lokasya, Anugrahaya cha. Specially establishing my devotional service for the welfare of all living entities. Sannyasa Rupamastaya, I will accept sannyasa order of life. Krishna Chaitanya Namudruk, and I will be understood as Krishna Chaitanya. In this way the Lord assured, and Brahma in turn pacified Mother Earth. He said that you do not worry, the Lord has planned this special incarnation. This is especially about this Kali. This doesn't happen in every Kali, especially about this Kali. So, then Mother Earth returned back, and the Devas, they were given more instructions. Because the Lord told Brahma that all you Devas, along with my associate, will take birth in different places as devotees. And then you will all assist me in the pastime of delivering the souls of Kali by propagating Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this information is in Vayu Purana. Vayu Purana is mentioned in the other Puranas, like Padma Purana, Narada Purana, and Vishnu Purana, as having 23,000 verses. But unfortunately, the verses which are available as proven manuscripts of the famous libraries, there are only 11 to 12,000. In other words, another 11,000 verses are missing. This is another arrangement of the Lord. Because the Supreme Lord in this incarnation is hiding himself. So only after his manifest pastime, this truth about his position as the Supreme Lord has to be revealed. Before that it is mentioned in new scriptures, Asankhya, Asankhya Shastras, unlimited scriptures speak about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they are, some or other, by the arrangement of the Lord, they are all covered. So no one can find. And those who found, who went to him and told, you are Supreme Lord Hari, he closed his ears. And he said, Hari, Hari. Never call a living entity as the Supreme Lord. In this way, he made his Maya Manusa Vigraha. He covered himself with a big curtain. So, this Ananta Samhita, which is part of Vayu Purana, has been commented by one disciple in the line of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. His name is Ramanarayan Goswami. He gives the text from the Vayu Purana, and he gives his sticker, and he gives exact information. If one takes the meter and the language style of these verses, and if one sees the rest of Vayu Purana, it 100% matches. But for those who do not want to accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord, there is also facility given, because it is not found in the original text. So they can say, oh no, this is all written by Bengal Vaishnavas. So this way they can be unfortunate forever. Anyway, now, the Supreme Lord promised that he would come. Adharma Vinasha Hetu Mora Avatar. The purpose of the Lord incarnation is very clear from the Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever dharma declines, then the Lord appears. So the Lord saw that adharma vinasha hetu mora avatar. My incarnation is for destruction of religious principles. Adharma badai puno ki ka jamar. Now I am seeing that this adharma has increased unlimitedly. So what else is there for me to do? Aki kha jamar. What else is there for me to do? So let me appear. I change janiya daya upajita chitte. And unlimited mercy is overflowing in my heart. Janma labhibo nijo prema prakash. Why there is a dharma? Because these living entities have forgotten their love for me. So nija prema prakashite. Again, once again, to manifest that love for me, I will appear. This is in the Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Bhakata janer sange bhakati koriya nija prema bilaibo ishvara hoya. I will be the Lord for distributing this love of God. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya made decision. I will be the Ishvara. But what type of Ishvara? Bhakata janer sange bhakati koriya. In the association of devotees, I will perform devotional service. And for what? Nija prema. For my own love. For my own love. He is the Supreme Lord. For developing love for himself, he will practice devotional service in the association of devotees. And I will be the Lord only in that respect, that I will give it to anybody, because I am the Lord. There cannot be any rule that you can only give it to qualified person. You cannot give it to unqualified person. No. Why? Because I am the Lord. Ishvara hoya. I will be the Lord. I will decide that I will give it to everyone without discrimination. Guna nama sankirtana prakata koribo. I will manifest the name and qualities of the Supreme Lord through the sankirtan movement. Navadvipe sachi gruhe janamo labibo. In the house of Sachi, in Navadvipa, I will appear. This is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Kali yuge sankirtano dharmo palibhare avatirno hoyilo prabhu sarva parikare. In sarva parikar, in all his respects, that means he was there, his energies were there, his servants were there, his associates were there, his managers, controllers, demigods were there. Everyone appeared with him. This way, this is a very wonderful avatar. Because sometimes he comes with his associates, sometimes he comes with his astras, sometimes he comes himself. The big, huge form, varaha. But here, sarva parikara, everyone, the whole entourage, the big circus party, everyone came. They all were there, in one form or other. All the acharyas of all the sampradayas were there, in one form or other. All the pratipaksha, or the philosophers who were against, offering these semi-demi-absolute truth philosophies for satisfying the conditioned souls, they were also there. They all appeared. Every religious principle, every philosophical idea was present in one form or other. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his pastimes, he met all of them and he established pure love of God. So this is the greatness of this avatar. And Navadvipa heno gram tribhuvane noi. There is no such place in the three worlds, in the three planetary systems. There is no place as great as Navadvipa, these nine islands. Jai avatirna hoilo Chaitanya Gosai. Because of this reason, Sri Chaitanya, he appears in this place. This is his eternal place. Nana stane avatirna hoilo bhakta gan. And the associates and the other controllers, they all appeared in Nanastan, in various different places. Navadvipe Asi Sabar Hoilo Milan. And they all came and associated with Sri Chaitanya in Navadvipa Dham. Navadvipe Hoibe Prabhur Avatar Atevo Navadvipe Milana Sabar. Because they all knew that in Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So some appeared in Shantipur, some appeared in Kashmir, some appeared way down somewhere in Madhya Pradesh, but they all came in here. They associated with him. So this is the greatness of this incarnation. And in other Vedic scriptures, there are hundreds of them. There are few who will mention here. In Krishna Yamala, Sri Gokulanath, the Supreme Lord, he himself says, Aham purna bhavishyami yuga sandhyo visheshata maya pure navadvipe Varamekam Sachi Suta. I will appear in Mayapur, in Navadvipa, son of Sachi. Purna Bhavishyami, in my complete incarnation. Then in Brahma Yamala, Uma Maheshwara Samvad, Lord Shiva talking with his wife. Kalau Pratama Sandhyayam, Harinama Pradayaka, Jiva Nishtaranartaya, Nama Vistaranayacha. Yohi Krishna, Sachaitanyo, Manasa. You should meditate on me as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, he says. And Shiva got that instruction from the Lord and he is telling to his wife. Jiva Nishtaranartaya, for delivering the living entities and for expanding and explaining the glories of the holy name, the Supreme Lord will appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in Skanda Puran, Antak Krishna Bahir Gaura, Sangobang Astra Parshada, Sachigarbham Samapnuyam, Maya Manusha Karma Krat. I will perform wonderful activities, taking shelter in the womb of Mother Sachi. Inside I will be Krishna, and outside I will be Gaura. Nisimha Purana, Satye, Daita Kuladi Samaye, Simhordva Martyakriti, Tretayam, Kashagandaram, Paribhavan, Rameti, Namasuti, Gopalan, Paripalayan, Vrajapure, Baran, Haram, Dwapare, Gauranga, Priyatirtana, Kaliyuge, Chaitanya Nama Prabhu. It mentions how the Lord appears as Nisimhadev, then he appears as Krishna, and then he appears as Gauranga, Chaitanya Nama. His limbs are golden, molten golden, and then his name is Sri Chaitanya. So, there are unlimited evidences from the Vedic scriptures to prove this point. Now, the subject matter in front of us is the four sampradayas. Now, this is first of all, there is this philosophy of deliverance, which is in the Vedic literature, that when the living entities in their forgetfulness, they are completely engrossed in the material existence, the Lord, who is not able to tolerate that, he tries to deliver them from this birth, death, old age and disease. And he is trying in various methods to do this great activity. One of them is that he gives scriptures. So here we have what we call as the Vedic tree. Here is the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, he gives knowledge to Brahma. And from Brahma, that knowledge comes out in the form of Veda. Originally there is one Veda. And later, for the purpose of understanding and assimilation, that has been divided into three, Rig, Yajur and Sama. And then whatever was left, which cannot be included in these three, is known as Atharva. Now here, Yajur means whispering. Rig means calling in prayer. So these are prayers just to give a minimum explanation of what is Veda. This may not justify even. How can you explain Veda in one sentence? But that's what this is. Rich means prayers. And Yaju, the same prayers in whispering style for performing sacrifices. Yaju. And Sama, the same prayers in metrical verses for singing. And in this, there are three khandas. Karma khanda, jnana khanda, and upasana khanda. Performing activities and getting results. Then another is inferring or speculating about absolute truth, and the third one is worship, different kinds of worship, from worship of material elements and demigods, ending up in worship of Sri Hari. And in Atharva is all the maintenance scheme, body maintenance, nation maintenance, world maintenance, you name maintenance, that is there in Atharva Veda. All Ayurveda, Sutta Shastra, building, construction, everything is in Atharva Veda. And now, these are Vedas. Vedascha sarvairahameva Veda. The purpose of Veda is to remind the living entity of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. But they are all in the form of mantras, all this. So then, to explain this more nicely, for people who are living in the city, because previously the civilization was both in the city and in forest. There is Brahmacharya and Vanaprastha and Sannyasi who live in the forest, and Grihasthas who live in the city. So practically, most of the ashrams were living in the forest. So that is Aranyaka for mystic study, and Brahmanas for the science of sacrifice. They are the Grihasthas, kings, family men, businessmen, for them. So in Brahmanas, they are explained how to use these mantras and perform sacrifice. And in Aranyakas, it was explained how by taking the same mantras from the Vedas, one can understand the symbolical meaning of application of it to one's own self. So these were Aranyakas. From Aranyakas, much more than Aranyakas, easy to understand, were Upanishads, 108 Upanishads. They were describing the self, world and God. And externally, or if one first approaches these Upanishads, one may come to an impersonal conclusion. And the Brahmanas, from there comes down various smritis, different rule books, how to perform different sacrifices and different activities in the city. And from there comes agamas. Agama means that which has come out or come forward. And these agamas prescribe various methods of, according to different philosophies, how to apply these. So this is how the Vedas are there, and within this area is the Vedic life. And this Vedic life is strictly following these varna principles and ashram principles. This means, unless one actually proves that he has a Brahminical quality, then he cannot study Vedas. And generally, those who are born in Brahmin families, they were accepted as Brahmins. But then they had to prove their quality too. And by course of time, that second principle disappeared. Only the casteism was remaining. And the essence of all this, Upanishads and these various smritis, Krishna came at the end of Dwapara Yuga. And then he spoke Bhagavad Gita. This has the essence of all this, whatever is in here. Vedasya sarvair, ahameva vedya. Only I am to be known by the Vedas. And Krishna, about him, he gave full information in Bhagavad Gita. Then here, Krishna spoke to Brahma, and then from Brahma, this instruction of relationship, process and result was given to Narada. And from Narada, it comes to Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva, he studied all these different scriptures. He understood all of them. And then he wanted to explain the Upanishads. So he explained them in coded form, which is known as Brahma Sutras. Again here, due to want of space, we couldn't show one particular point, that was, from Brahma, different rishis, they learned these Vedas, and they spoke out different methods of understanding absolute truth. These are known as six different philosophies. And these smritis, these Upanishads, all these books will be explained according to which particular philosophy one takes. A little information on that will be given at the end of explaining this. So, Brahma Sutras were explaining the Upanishads. Vyasadeva composed them. Sutra means something very small, but which has got unlimited meaning, different meanings to it. That is known as Sutra. And Vyasadeva also compiled the Puranas. Some of them are in the mode of ignorance, some in the mode of passion, some in the mode of goodness. And at the end, by the instruction of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva compiled a Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness Puran. And that also became a natural commentary of the Brahma Sutras, and indirectly the explanation of all the Upanishads, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Vedas are not different from Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. This is the connection between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and how they are connected with the Vedas. In teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I just tell the page numbers, page 200. Vedanta is the only platform for pure devotees. All the great acharyas of the four sampradayas have made commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. But the devotees who are known as Prakriti Sahajiyas carefully avoid the study of Vedanta Sutra. Consequently, they leave the service of the Lord. Now, these Brahma Sutras, in the sampradayas, each line has given a commentary of this. And in giving this commentary, they have actually followed in the footsteps of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the original commentary. So this is the Vedanta. Vedanta means end of Veda. And Krishna mentioned here, what is the end of Veda? End of Veda is Krishna himself. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains how to understand one's relationship with Krishna and how to practice that relationship and what is the result of it. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Sri Krishna himself. For the devotees, there is no question of not having Vedanta. Vedanta is there, but our Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. Upanishad and Vedanta have same goal, page 210. Definition of Vedanta means end of Vedic knowledge. Gita says Krishna is the ultimate goal of Vedanta research. So Gita is Vedanta and also Srimad Bhagavatam. Page 211. The natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Page 234. Vyasadeva has thoroughly studied all philosophical speculations and in answer he has compiled Vedanta Sutra. So there are six different philosophical conclusions and Vyasadeva answers all of them in the Brahma Sutra, which establishes the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the essence of it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Vedas, four primary subjects are presented in a regulative way so that there will not be undue competition for sense gratification. So this Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, the Vedic life, is simply to stop some competition between sense and joys. So Vedic life by itself, without Krishna consciousness, is simply a method of a peaceful sense enjoyment. That is why it is known as nonsense. Because the only sense that is there, the only sense is my relationship with Krishna. So if I have Vedas and I don't have the relationship, or I don't have Vedas and I don't have the relationship, in essence there is no much difference. Both are nonsense because the essence is Krishna. So some is materialistic nonsense and some is Vedic nonsense. So if one has to clear off this Vedic nonsense, it is more difficult. Only in the light that is shown by a pure devotee, one can get rid of this Vedic confusion. Because it is bigger confusion. Krishna says that this tree is very difficult to cut this tree. These leaves, Chandamsi Yasya Parnani, the leaves of this tree are the Vedic hymns, Vedic verses. Do this sacrifice, get that. Plant tree, get that result. Do this, do that. So many instructions are there. And the fruits are unlimited. So one simply goes around this Vedic tree and he is getting religiosity, economic development, sense gratification. And then finally, when nothing works, he puts a label on his forehead. I am Narayan. But this principle does not work. So to get rid of this problem, one has to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, now, Sri Krishna as Narayan, he instructed different sages in this scripture known as Pancharatra. Because the Supreme Lord knows as the age of Kali proceeds, and people would not be able to take this process, this Vedic Dharma will become difficult or impossible. Because everyone will be born as a Shudra and everyone will decide to continue as a Shudra. You would never try to become a Brahmana. And unless you are a Brahmana, there is no hope of going through this Vedic jungle. It is not possible. So the Lord, seeing that already, he gave this Pancharatri scripture. These are 108 textbooks. Some of them have got 50,000 verses, some of them have got 2 lakhs of verses, and most of them texts are not available. So, this Pancharatri scriptures explain how to worship Krishna in the form of Archa Vigraha, in the form of deity. This is Pancharatra. And all the four sampradayas, they have written their Nitya Kriya books in each sampradaya based on Pancharatra. They take from different Pancharatri books, and according to the audience they have, the type of disciples they have, and they also see how long the sampradaya will have to carry on the dharma. So considering that, they put it in a particular capsule. And that capsule is known as Nitya Kriya books. And Sri Krishna, as we saw already through the scriptures, when he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the golden Chaitanya, he instructed the Goswamis to write books on performance or worship of deities and behavior of devotees. And through that, you get these great literatures, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Satriya Sara Deepika, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Vyasadeva, he comes, when during Chaitanya's pastime, he comes as Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he writes Bhagavatam once again. And this time it is a different Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. That is known as Chaitanya Bhagavatam. And following in his footsteps, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavad Gita. And in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, who appeared to fulfill this mission of Sri Chaitanya, as ordered by Sri Chaitanya, he has given these books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. So if you study these books, giving up both material and Vedic nonsense, then it is possible to understand the purpose of the Supreme Lord when he came as Sri Chaitanya. In this way, the whole world can be delivered. If these books go out, just like astras come out of the bow of Arjuna to establish dharma, so if this book come out of this bow of Bhaktivedanta Bhuktras in different languages, Agnayastra, Vayavastra, German language, Indonesian language, Russian language, each one is astra. And as these astras go out, then this world can be flooded with these books. Just imagine a planet completely drowned in books. Now what will happen? Then Kalau Nashta, then Kali will be destroyed. This is predicted in every sampradaya. The wonderful thing is that this very movement, Hare Krishna movement, is predicted in all the sampradayas. The acharyas have foreseen it. They have told, Kali will be destroyed. There is one verse written in Sri Sampradaya about 300 years before the age of Kali began. They said, there will be these divine beings raising their hands. They will be chanting the names of the Lord. And they will be trodding on the surface of the planet with tilak that goes up from the nose. And these divine beings, they will destroy the age of Kali. So who are these beings? Now I only have one question before I go to the next part of this. Who can give me the answer? Who are these beings? It is predicted 5,300 years ago. They are predicted. Divine beings lifting their hands and having a tilak that goes up. Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada's family for 10,000 years to come. They will go around the planet. And not only they will be lifting the hands, but each time between lifting the air, they will be giving out a book. And anyone who takes the book, they will also lift the hand. And then everyone will lift the hand, that means we have nothing, please save me. Prabhupada mentioned that in the Kumbh Mela. He said, when you have no weapons, what do? In the battlefield, you lift your hand. He said, I have nothing, please, I am surrendered. That is the meaning of lifting hands. So we all lift hand and chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Then Kali is destroyed. So, now in each sampradaya, Prabhupada says here, in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 2, verse 95. Mayavada philosophical commentaries upon Vedanta are simply imaginary, but there are other commentaries on Vedanta philosophy. The commentary by Srila Ramanujacharya, known as Sri Bhashya, establishes the Visishtadvaitavada philosophy. Similarly, in the Brahma Sampradaya, Madhvacharya's Purna Prajna Bhashya establishes Dvaitavada. In the Kumara Sampradaya or Nimbarka Sampradaya, Sri Nimbarka establishes the philosophy of Dvaitadvaitavada in the Parijata Saurabha Bhashya. And in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya, which comes from Lord Shiva, Vishnu Swami has written a commentary called Sarvajna Bhashya, which establishes Suddhadvaitavada. So, these may be technical terms. Now, as we go through the stories, in simple words, we will explain what these philosophies are. Anyone who chants 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and who reads Prabhupada's books, it is not difficult for him to understand any of these commentaries. He does not need any Sanskrit knowledge for that. We simply have to read these books. These books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam by Iskan, Prabhupada, and Nectar of Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can understand all this. This is open challenge to any person in this world. Whoever says, you need higher birth, you need Sanskrit knowledge, you need to have undergone tapasya, so many different things, an open challenge. Simply by reading books printed by Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, one can understand all this. And if anybody has understood any of this, we can talk equally to them and we can give them the Hare Krishna mantra. At the end of the discussion, both of us will be doing the same thing. That will be chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is open challenge. Anytime you meet anybody, give them this address. Bhaktivedanta Gurukul Village. By the mercy of all of you Vaishnavas, we can establish this point. It is not difficult. So, these are the four commentaries from the Brahma Sutras. And they all followed in the footsteps of Vyasadeva, Srimad Bhagavatam. They gave the same conclusion. They simply defeated different aspects of Mayavada. Sankaracharya gave a commentary known as Sharirika Bhashya. And there he established the soul as God, in simple words. So these great acharyas came and they defeated this argument that the soul is God. And they defeated various aspects of his Mayavada philosophy. But in spite of it, in these commentaries, one could not find the fulfillment of proper relationship, process and result. This is true. By saying this, we are not offending any of the acharyas who wrote this commentary. We are simply speaking what is there in the scriptures. By none of these commentaries, one could fully realize the relationship. One could fully realize the process. One could fully apply the process in irrespective of place, creed, caste and situation. It could not be applied. That means that something else is necessary to establish that. And that was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and none other than him, because he is the Supreme Lord. And during the course of this four Sampradaya classes, you will see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu originally started these Sampradayas. And he thought through these Sampradayas. And he brought the world to a particular point and finally dropped his bomb of Hare Krishna movement. We will see that. That is the actual syllabus for this class. So these commentaries are there. They simply meet Sankaracharya's various arguments. And only by, and here Srila Prabhupada gives in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 25th chapter, 56th verse, purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is propagating the philosophical conclusion of Srila Vyasadeva and following other great acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a whole fruit. These four Sampradayas commentaries, unless they are read in connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation, it will be like seeing the elephant by blind men. Four blind men seeing the elephant. One will think elephant is like a pillar, one will think it is like a brush, another will think it is like snake, another will think it is like stick. Unless one sees through the eye of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot understand what Visishtadvaita means. One cannot understand what Dvaita means. And one cannot understand the other two at all. If we cannot understand these two, he will never understand the other two. It is not possible. They will end up either as Pashandis or they will end up in Sahajiyas. They will become irreligious because it is not possible without the potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand absolute truth in the age of Kali. When we say this, it is not narrow-mindedness. It is not cult. It is after a great deliberation of the scriptures, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita, unless one gets the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not possible for him to understand absolute truth. That is the next point. Brahma was given four verses by Sri Krishna. And Brahma gave those four verses to Narada. This is Madhya Lila chapter 25 from verse 95 up to 102. And Narada, he gave the conclusion of that to Vyasadeva. And Vedavyasa, after hearing this conclusion, he meditated how to give this to the conditioned soul. And then he decided, I will write the conclusions of Upanishads in Brahma Sutra. Then I will take these four verses, I will expand it into a commentary on the Brahma Sutras in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And whatever is there in the four Vedas and in the Upanishads, I will give in the Brahma Sutras. And I will comment it by the Srimad Bhagavata Puran. Bhagavatera sambandho abhidaya prayojan chatuslokite prakato tar khori ache lakshman. So Vyasadeva concluded, in these four verses, what is explained is relationship, process and result. And I will give that in the Srimad Bhagavata Puran. Now from Brahma, these rishis who hear these Vedas, according to their level of understanding or according to their mood towards absolute truth, they describe the absolute truth in various ways. Here you have in Madhya Lila, 25th chapter again, from verse 50 to 58. Mimamsakas, they say that one should perform activities and follow moral principles. There is no necessity of God. This is one group. Then Sankhyas, who follow Sankhya philosophy, they think that the cause of this existence is material nature. There is no God behind it. Then the Nyayis, people who follow the Nyaya philosophy, they think that atom is the cause of everything. And the Mayavadis, they think that everything is coming from some impersonal feature. And if there is any avatar, any lord, anyone, they are all production of material nature. Patanjali, he thinks that the yogi, people who follow yoga sastra, they think that the same lord has taken these various forms. So they are also godless. And then Vyasa, he gives the conclusion that you are part and parcel of Krishna and you should revive your relationship by devotional service. These are six philosophies. These are not supposed to be understood in 5 minutes. So there will be separate seminars on this in the coming years on the six darshans, six philosophies. But all these six philosophies, they miss one point. What they miss? They miss God. So when they miss God, there is no meaning of anything what they do. They say this way and that way explanation, but they don't know who is God. One who does not know who is God has no right to understand the self. So all these six philosophies are coming out, and Brahma gives the Vedic knowledge in different moods to them. When Brahma is in his transcendental mood, in his original mood, he gives these four verses. Sambandha abhideya prayojan, relationship, process and result. And then he takes to other different moods because they are asking